From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. You may remember a while ago I spoke about the lack of WIA presence on Facebook and how I found two groups including the WIA name. Well, the new AR magazine found its way into the letterbox during the week. Interestingly, both the editor, Peter, VK3PF, and the president, Phil, VK2ASD, reflect on the use of social media and the Institute. Peter writes, "One thing that is clear is that there are legitimate means by which members can raise their issues, which would be more productive than posting on social media." And to paraphrase Phil, "There isn't an effective avenue of communication, and there is a risk of getting caught in the Facebook syndrome." However, I suggest you read pages 2 and 3 of this month's AR to get the full meaning. Now, here is the chicken and the egg situation. There is no effective way of you and I putting questions to the board except at the AGM, which is held in various venues entailing extensive travel for most people. The fact that people with ideas and gripes try and use a very immediate means of discussing issues seems not to be favoured within the Institute. I recently commented that it was a good sign that amateurs were discussing the hobby, its advancement, and its governance. I still believe this to be the case. If people could float ideas, let off steam, or clear their heads using social media, hopefully this will mean better understanding of issues within clubs and more effective and efficient contact with the Institute. Peter fleshes out the fact that the people who answer your questions are volunteers too. Phil gives an idea of the workload our board members take on. So before people get to name-calling and dummy-spitting, please put yourself in the other person's place. What would you do? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.